daily program focusing on the people, places, and events that make the Nishna Valley a special place. Today's edition of Heartbeat Today is brought to you by Camlin Plumbing and Heating in downtown Atlantic. Here at this morning's program is your host, Jim Field.
Hi, Chris. How are you this morning?
I'm doing well. Yourself?
Well, good, good. 24 degrees outside right now. That's way warmer than it's been the last couple mornings.
Yesterday morning wasn't too bad, too far off this.
Yeah, not bad, though, outside. Yeah, not terrible.
It's okay. A little chilled with the wind, but
Brett walks in here griping about the wind this morning.
It probably wasn't windy when you walked in here yet.
First thing
he
says
this morning.
First thing he says, "Whoa, it's cold out there with that wind." Gee whiz!
You know, a heating salesman has to complain about the weather because we're there to make it more comfortable.
That's a good save. I like that. Good save. You should have been a goaltender. Hey, tell us about Camlin Plumbing and Heating.
We all know that the cold weather is here. We know that the price of heating your home can be high. Give Camlin Plumbing and Heating a call to allow us to give you a free bid on a new high-efficiency Lennox furnace. From 92 to 98% efficient, Lennox gas furnaces will help you fight those high heat bills every month with from the date of installation. We also offer electric units for any installation that you might have to and want to change over in electric versus gas. Your utility companies offer rebates on most of these units that are now available and will allow you your initial investment right off the top. With as many furnaces as Camlin Plumbing and Heating has installed over in our area, no other company can compare to our products, our quick installations, or our pricing on quality units. Give us a call now at 243-1512 in Atlantic or 755-3286 in Harlan.
All right, very good. Thank you, Brett. Appreciate that. Hey, I want to take the lid off of something here this morning, too, and talk a little bit about it. We put letters in the mail yesterday to folks who have gone on our Branson trip each and every year. So those folks who have gone in the past will be getting a personal email from us to invite them to come along again this year. But we want to open it up to everyone else, too, at KJAN again this summer. We're going to have a trip off to Branson, Missouri once again, June 11th through the 14th. That's a Tuesday through Friday. We'll be heading off to Branson, Missouri to enjoy some of the best that the Ozarks have to offer. We've had a good time. Chris and I have been the chaperones for that the last few years. In fact, all 3 years we've done it so far. This will be our fourth trip. We've seen a lot of different shows, and we've got some more good ones planned and some different stuff put together this year, too. Should be a good time.
Yeah, it's always a good time. It's a very fun trip, kind of a stress-free trip, and yeah, there's always something different to see down there, and it's a lot of fun to go down there and see new things each time down there.
Yeah, we always have fun when we go, and we've met and made a lot of good friends, too, over the time. We've tried to coordinate buses, so if you've been, like, on Chris's bus in the past, we try to put you back there again, and if you've been on my bus in the past, we try to push you back on my bus again if we've been traveling together. It's kind of nice it's almost like getting family together again. It's almost like a family reunion.
Yeah, as people start to, you know, recognize each other, and you have certain friends that you kind of develop and maybe hang out a little bit more with on the trip, and it's kind of a fun atmosphere.
Yeah, we take two motor coaches down, and it is kind of interesting. Maybe you've noticed it on yours as well. It seems like when we've had some folks that have gone, and we have some folks that have gone all 3 years with us, and we'll probably continue again, it seems like they sit in the same spot on the bus every year.
Yeah, that might be true, too.
It's kind of like church, isn't it? Everybody settles into the same spot all the time. Well, we've got some neat stuff planned for you, too. We're going to head out on Tuesday, June 11th, as we leave from here in Atlantic and head to Branson. We'll make a couple of stops along the way. Everybody likes to stop at Osceola Cheese along the way and sample some of the things there and pick up a few supplies. But we're also going to make a stop along the way. In the past, what we've done is we've had food on the bus. We've kind of had boxed lunches for folks on the bus. We're not going to do that this time around. It's stuff to carry and whatever else. And what we're going to do instead, we'll have bottled water on the bus for everybody. And we'll also have a supply of snacks. But we also encourage you to bring your own stuff if you'd like to eat on the bus. That's just fine. And we will make a stop down around the Kansas City area on the way down. There's a plaza where we're going to stop where there's some fast food selections available for you there, too. So we're not going to starve you all the way to Branson. You'll get your chance if you want to pop out and grab something. But the lunch on the way down, if you want to stop and grab something when we make that stop, and on the way back, the same deal. That's really the only thing you're going to have to worry about. Everything else is covered for the most part here on our trip. We're going to head out, and that first night on June 11th, we're going to get into town, get settled in, and we're going to go out and have dinner at Montana Mike's Steakhouse before we head over to the Presley's Jubilee Theater for the Presley's Jubilee show. It's been a long-time tradition in the Branson area, a variety show that I'm sure you'll enjoy. And when the night's over, we'll head back to the hotel and get rested up for what should be a fun second day on Wednesday, June 12th. We put together something kind of neat. Last year, we went out on a short, it was a kind of a brief sightseeing river cruise that we did. Folks seemed to enjoy that. It was very relaxing. The day was great for it.
Yeah.
I mean, a little sunshine. It was nice.
Yeah, it was a perfect day for it. The captain was a funny guy. Had a good time with that. And, yeah, it was a nice, relaxing little cruise there on Lake Taneycomo.
Yeah, that song Pontoon kept rolling through my head. We had a good time. It was a lot of fun. Well, this year we thought, you know, that was kind of fun. I really enjoyed that. We had a lot of good feedback from folks. So we thought we'd try something maybe a little different this year along those same lines. We're going to go out on a sightseeing cruise again out there on the river. But what we thought we would do this year, and it worked out real well. I was afraid it was going to be cost prohibitive for us. But we talked with the folks down there. And what we're doing is we're going to rent one of those boats for 3 hours. It's kind of fun. It's one of those tour cruisers that they have out there on the river. And we're going to do a 3-hour sightseeing cruise just for us. We rented the boat. It's just for us. And we're going to have lunch on board as well. So you'll have drinks. You'll have lunch. Should be fun. Should be a nice, relaxing way to kind of get the day started through the lunch hour. After that, we're going to head off to the Pierce Arrow show. A lot of folks have asked us about going to that show. So we're going to hit that show then in the middle of the afternoon at 3 o'clock. We'll zip over to the Paradise Grill for dinner. And after that, we're heading to another show. Told you, we're going to wear you out on the second day. You'll be tired when the day is over. We're going to go hit the Shoji Tabuchi show. A lot of folks have asked about that show and have wanted to get that on our schedule. We were able to work it out this year into our schedule. So Shoji Tabuchi is also on the schedule for that second day. That should be a fun day. That'll be a busy day. We're going to be on either sitting and enjoying something fun, or we're going to be on the bus going to something fun.
Yeah, that's a pretty jam-packed day there. And a lot of things that I think folks are looking forward to and have asked to see in the past.
You bet. Real excited about that. And then the third day, June 13th, that Thursday, we're going to head over to the College of the Ozarks once again. We've done a tour there before, and last year we had lunch there, prepared lunch, which was wonderful. Everybody loved that. Well, this year we're going to go on another tour, but we're going to do the agricultural tour this time. We've had folks ask us about it's kind of a self-supporting, self-sustaining college. The students don't pay tuition there. They work off their tuition at the College of the Ozarks. And one of the ways that they do that is they produce a lot of their own products that they use in the kitchen area for food with their own agricultural area. They've got a dairy, a mill. They've got their own land that they produce a lot of those things. So we're going to do the agricultural tour and see how they operate that. You'll have some time to rummy around the museums a little bit that day, too. They've got a lot of neat stuff there at the college. And then we're going to go over to the Keter Center on campus once again so they can do a lunch for us. That was wonderful last year.
Yeah, really, really good food. They do a really terrific job, and all the kids, you can tell, really put of you know, a lot of good effort into what they do there.
You bet. Now, we're going to do a little afternoon free time after that. We're going to head back to the hotel, and we're going to let you go. You're going to have some afternoon free time to do some different things. If you want to shop, you can. If you want to just relax, if you want to go play cards, they've assured us at the hotel they're going to have a room available for guys to go play cards or something. You do whatever you want for a little while. Relax, rest up a little bit. We're going to head over to Charlie's Steak, Ribs, and Ale, a local joint, and enjoy a little dinner there. And then we're going to hit the 12 Irish Tenors show. It will be our final show. They were knocked off of our list last year late because of the tornado that hit down there that damaged the theater where they were performing. So they ended up taking the summer off. So we had to make a replacement in that schedule last year. Well, we've got them back on the schedule now this year. So if you felt like you missed out last year because you didn't get a chance to see them, they're back again this year. Now, all that said, we are staying at a different hotel complex this year. We've stayed a couple of different places over the time. All were great, but this year we're going to try the Camden Hotel and Conference Center. We're pretty excited about this one. They've got all the amenities we need. We've discussed with them what our group is looking for, and they are ready to accommodate us when we come down this year. They offer a lot of the same amenities that the other hotels where we've stayed offer, including the free cobbler cookies and ice cream at night when we get back after our fun times. They also offer a deluxe breakfast with all your favorites, biscuits and gravy, eggs, waffles, cereal, pastries, bagels, fruit, beverages, all that kind of stuff. So breakfast will be provided each morning there. And then also the location. You know, it's all about location when it comes to real estate, right? Well, the Savannah House and the Branson Towers, where we've stayed in the past, they're both off the beaten path. You got to hop on the bus. It seems like you're about 10 or 15 minutes on the bus just to get to anything. You know, we were kind of out of the way. The Camden Hotel and Conference Center is located in a great location. It's a great spot. If you're familiar with where the Tanger Outlet Mall is in Branson, it's pretty much right across the street. So you'll have an opportunity to zip over there if you'd like. If you want to, maybe we got about 3 hours free there for you. If you want to zip down and maybe ride the Ducks, it's just down the street. You know, you can head on down there. There are all kinds of shopping opportunities close by. The Family Fun Center is there. I'm looking forward to a little go-karting.
Mm-hmm.
Go-karts, mini-golf, that kind of stuff. The Family Fun Center is right there next door, too. So there are a lot of things that are real, real close there. So that should give us a little bit of an opportunity to have some extra fun. And we decided to build in a little bit of free time for you to try to enjoy some of those things, too. But, you know, this way we're not taking you down to a shopping center and saying, all right, get back on the bus in 2 hours, have your fun, which is kind of what we've done in the past. Some folks don't want to shop. So maybe they just kind of end up hanging around for a while, waiting. And, you know, sometimes it's kind of awkward because you're dumping everybody in the same location. Well, this way, it's all right there. So if you want to, great. If you want to play cards, go do it. If you want to just take a nap and rest up after all we've put you through, go ahead and do that too. But we've got you set up, so hopefully it should be a lot of fun. And then Friday, June 14th, we'll have breakfast and then head on back to Atlantic. And again, we'll have water and snacks on the bus for you. But in addition, if you'd like to bring snacks along, you're welcome to do that. And we will make a stop along the way again for, we make a couple of potty breaks anyway, but we'll make a stop along the way for you to have an opportunity to grab some lunch if you'd like. Now, we have an early registration, early sign-up deadline. If you'd like to sign up for that, we have discounted rates if you sign up early. The most popular one is the double occupancy, two people to a room. It's $460 per person for all of that, $425 per person if you want to stay three to a room, and four to a room, quadruple occupancy, is $410 per person. Single occupancy is $580 per person. That's rarely used, but we do throw it out there for you, too. Now, those rates are early sign-up deals. That's good through March 15th. So if you want to get on the bus with us, you need to sign up by March 15th. And sign up means stop on out here to KJAN, see Stacy at the front desk, and she'll get you registered. She'll get all the information we need. And then you also need to pay at that time, cash or check only, please, to make payment at that time. Now, if something happens and you can't go, we are able to make refunds through April 1st. After April 1st, we're not able to make refunds because everything is all taken care of. Tickets are purchased and everything at that point. So through April 1st, we're able to do refunds. So good through March 15th are these discounted rates. Again, $460 per person double occupancy, $425 triple occupancy, and $410 per person quadruple occupancy. Pretty good rates for all you're going to get. Also, that includes deluxe motor coach transportation. We're not making you walk to Branson.
No.
It'll be a deluxe motor coach transportation to get you there as well. So we're pretty excited about this one. We've been able to kind of finagle a few things here this time around to kind of juggle things up just a little bit, come up with some different shows and some different ideas for things. And we're pretty excited about the opportunity to get you down there this year. So hope you consider that. And if you'd like to sign up for that, do so. I'm not saying you have to sign up by the end of today. We do have March 15th as the early registration deadline. But remember, there's only so much space. We take two buses. We're not taking any more than that. So when space runs out, it runs out. And we've come awfully close in the past. So make sure if you're interested in doing that, talk it over soon and get on out here and get signed up so we can get you on the bus to Branson coming up June 11th through the 14th. And it's not there yet, but check our contest and programs page on our website at kjan.com. A little later on today, I'll get that information up there too, so you can take a look at that and share it with some friends. I want to turn things back over to Brett. You need a vacation.
It would be nice, you know.
You just can't get away for more than 8 minutes. Huh?
But, you know, when you go away this time of year when it's cold, you got all these customers that might need you. That's one good thing about Camden's. We do have a lot of backup.
You're so dedicated.
Yeah, you betcha.
Tell us more about Camden's.
There's a fine balance to getting the humidity levels in your home so the air isn't too moist or too dry. Do you have dry, itchy skin, dry throat, irritated nasal passages, or static electricity shocks? If so, this can be a sign that the humidity in your home is too low. Too little moisture in the air can make your home feel cooler, even at normal temperatures. With a Lennox Healthy Climate Humidifier, Camden Plumbing and Heating can bring those humidity levels up for optimal comfort. Give us a call in Atlantic at 243-1512 or in Harlan at 755-3286 to add this comfort back to your home. The thought of the day today is from Franz Kafka. There are two cardinal sins from which all others spring, impatience and laziness.
Okay. Thank you, Brett. Appreciate that very much. I hope you get a chance to get going with us and get on the bus down to Branson. Feel free to call here anytime, too, to get more details and information about that as well. Boy, I'm looking forward to that three-hour luncheon cruise.
It's not on the menu, is it?
Oh, no, it's not. No, Gilligan will be nowhere
near.
There's
no islands around.
Little food, little drink, a little sunshine, on the water with a bunch of friends. How does life get any better than that, really? Hey, you go out and make it a great day, and God bless America.